just take a face out of the crowd, but once you know a face, you have that ingrained in your memory. Is anyone good? Yeah? I know I'm a lot better with faces than I am with names.
Yeah.
Some pictures are going to appear on the screen, and we're going to play a game of guessing, and see who's the best at guessing. Any volunteers? Yeah? Alan Rickman? Next one? Any of the young ones that you'd be able to guess?
Yeah.
Elsa from Frozen? Bonus point for who can guess who voices the character? No? Indina Menzel? Next one? Madonna? Yeah, Madonna. Next one? Yeah, Maggie Smith. From a few years ago. Next one. Yeah, Johnny Depp. Next one. Quite a few years ago. Michael Jackson. Okay, this is a really hard one.
David Attenborough.
Elvis Presley. Some really big fans in here. But some of those weren't easy, were they? It can be hard when they're not, when someone's not in the place where we expect them to be, or look how we expect them to look. It makes identifying them really hard. But even if we are expecting to see someone, the ability to identify them relies on us knowing them, relies on us knowing something about them that we can use to make that connection. And it isn't confined to the sense of sight. The way people move, the words they use, the way they smell, although I wouldn't advise going on a smell or something, all might contribute to how we might know someone. When we can identify someone based on their handwriting, an artist on the brush strokes they use, and in some games we can identify players by the different types of moves they make. I can tell when my mum is around by the slight cough she has. I've been behind a closed door and know she's standing outside as soon as I hear that tiny little cough, and I know that it's her and not someone else. And that type of recognition takes time. It takes us time to learn to know that person. And that's what I find interesting about this gospel passage today. Anna and Simeon recognising a baby they had never met. In the baby they saw their saviour, the hope of Israel. Not in a powerful, grown, rich adult, as a person who would be able to fight against their oppressors, but in a tiny, fragile baby who's only 40 days old. A baby they had never met or heard of before. And on first reading, it can seem as if that recognition of who baby Jesus was came out of nowhere. Imagine what it would have been like being in the temple, the hustle and bustle of daily life, of the vendors selling the different animals for sacrifice, of beggars sitting around on the ground, trying to gain people's attention, of people flowing in and out of the different courts, and of the soldiers watching. In the middle of this, I imagine Simeon sitting there, just waiting, being called to the temple from the Lord. And then through the crowd, he sees a couple, a normal couple like everyone else, walking in with their baby to present them and to cleanse Mary, as was right by the law of Moses. And I imagine Simeon getting a niggling feeling in the back of his mind, like you might do if you're walking down the street and see the back of someone. Do you know that? They look familiar. So he gets up and approaches them. And as he comes near, he takes the baby out of their arms. And he knows the baby. And it's more than just something in what he's seeing. He knows in his heart and in his mind who the baby is. And then you have Anna, who's seeing this, approaches them. And as she comes near, she begins to thank God and starts to tell everyone around them that this baby is for the redemption of Israel. It was an instantaneous recognition of who the baby was and what it meant. But this recognition didn't come out of nowhere. I think it was their relationship with God beforehand that allowed them to have that recognition. As a righteous and devout man, Simeon would have spent years travelling back and forth from the temple, coming back and forth, praising and praying God, living to the law of Moses, living as a good Jewish man. And at some point, we're told, in his lifetime, he received word from God that before he died, he would see the Messiah. And Anna, who spent years living in the temple, years and years after the death of her husband, living alone in the temple courts, praying and praising God, praying and fasting every day, until she became known as a prophet, a woman who spoke the word of God, a woman who knew the voice of God. They spent years praying and praising God in their own ways. Years praying and praising, developing their relationship with God. So that when this time came, this point in our story, throughout, amongst the crowd, amongst all the people, they were able to see the specialness of this tiny baby held in his mother's arms. They were able to see God's presence within the tiny baby. God is no different. The more we pray and praise God, the more our relationship grows. The more we know and can identify Him. The more we pray and praise God, the easier it becomes to see Him. So can we be like Anna and Simeon and see God in the tiny baby? Can we see God in those unlikely places? In the darkness, as the light shining out? Can we be that light shining out in the darkness?